Sorry?
Half the defence out tomorrow night.
Exactly. Oh, no, we've got six. We'll have six defenders, so we'll be fine. We'll be okay. We'll have a couple of key players not there, but Bobby hasn't been there since around 10 or 12 or whatever it is now. It's been a long time without him, and certainly Jacko will be another player that we'll miss, but opportunity will come for someone else to step up. And I think we've always said it's about the collective, not about the individual, and it certainly tests you a little bit though, but that's okay.
So it was an ongoing sort of situation with your shoulder?
It's been one that we've been hanging on and hanging on and hanging on, and last week just again he hurt it again. It was just too many times, just not right for him. As we've done all along, regardless of the situation, is that we've put the player first and we've done it again.
Unfortunately, the other side.
So it's he does get himself banged up a bit. That's the way he plays though. And that's why he has to play. So, I've spoken to him. He's had the shoulder done. He's ready to go, and he's moving forward and getting better. We're about to find out this morning. I think he's okay. We're pretty comfortable that he's okay. Certainly more comfortable this week than I was last week about the way he was looking on 2 days out before the game. So, we're reasonably comfortable. Well, if you hang around and have a look, you'll see, but I'm not sure.
So, just on that defence, I mean, Hawthorn's scoring players, obviously, best on the comp. How do you stop that? Is it... You're saying it's not personnel, it's more structures and...
Oh, it's got to be the whole team. Defence is, it's simply, it's not just the back six versus the front six. Certainly comes down to that at times in the games, but it's about the whole team and how well we're defending their team, their whole ball movement stuff that we know Hawthorn are very good at. We're not going to sit here and deny that we're not playing against the... Well, clearly the best team in the competition over the last few years, and, we look forward to the challenge.
So does it look like a straight swap for Cleary with Trengo, or...
Wait and see, but it doesn't look like a straight swap in our eyes, so that probably answers your question. So we expect that our side will be... I want to give the boys the opportunity who played last week to play again this week because of the way they went about it, and if Schultz comes up, that will probably be the only change.
No,
that's exactly what I just said. It'll probably be the only change, depending on what Schultz does.
So with Schultz, did his back seize up? Was there anything structural?
No, he's just got it. He's got an older back that when it gets whacked up a bit, it takes a little bit of time to settle down. He copped a whack on a couple of weeks ago and it hasn't quite settled down. But having had the week off, we made the decision last week when we talked about even as late on the ground when we were watching him warm, I said, look, let's take him out and make sure he's right for the following week. And that's what we've hopefully been able to do.
You were happy with the way that they, the physicality that the side brought last week. Were you happy with the sort of movement and the way that they played, or they...
I was just happy with our effort, I think, as much as anything. We just stayed in the contest all day and we played against an exciting young team who were playing for their finals opportunity. And, we stepped up and were able to play four strong quarters of football over, a really intense game of footy, which is what we needed to do and we haven't been able to do consistently.
You know, Port don't get many Friday night games. Are you big on promoting that as an opportunity for the club?
Certainly it's great from a commercial point of view. We'd love to have involved as many Friday nights as we possibly can, and we understand that you earn those opportunities. And our last couple of years have given us a couple of chances, but this year we haven't had the opportunities because we haven't played as well as we need to, and probably and possibly that means we won't get too many of them next year.
Does it carry any extra significance?
It's exciting to be involved in Friday night footy, but we've had some Thursday night games this year that are exciting. When you're the sole focus, the two teams going out there to play, it's exciting. You hope to put on a really strong performance that you're proud of, and there'll be no different for us tomorrow night. It's no different every game, but everyone's watching.